Christmas is a rocking sound. Put your body next to mine. And underneath the mess of so.
Two things I will carry in my pockets at the end. Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bilot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Do I go?
that there's snow outside. It's reason to think aloud. Pride tends to eat me up. Pride doesn't mean I'm proud. The true love waits. I believe someone put me here. Believe they might take me away. But it's almost Christmas. What do I do? Where do I? I know.
Yo, this is Speech, and right now you're listening to CITR 101.9. Peace.
Here they are, my most evil and hideous of villains from space. Metallus, Tanzit, Lokar. Zorak, that's not very Christmassy. Brack, and Black Widow. They're here to sing The 12 Days of Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
2 + 8 = 10.
Hi, my name is Brack.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
My name is Brack.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love came to me. What case is this?
Two plus eight is 10.
My name is Brack.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love came to me. What case is this?
2 + 8 = 10.
Pitiful.
Click, click, click. Süß singt der Engelchor. Da draußen rieselt leis der Schnee, festlich strahlen Kerzen. Vergingen Kummer heut und weh.
Süß singt der Glockenton, Weihnacht.
Das Fest der Liebe ist nun da. Und ein einziger auf Erden Frieden immer sein.
Welcome to my castle. I can't do it.
Welcome to my castle.
Hey. तबीयत है जनाब की? स्वीटी 17
here tonight. How many folks here tonight own television sets? Put your hand up if you have a TV set at home. Few of you. Keep your hands up. Huh? I'm not talking about a broken TV set that you have in your front lawn as part of some shitty art installation. I'm talking about an actual working TV that gets all 50 channels. Who's got one of those? A working TV, okay. Not many of you. Because most of you don't have working TVs, I'm going to have to explain to you about a program, a television program, that I believe is the worst program to come down the pike in many years. The program is called American Idol. Who here has heard of this show? American Idol! American Idol! Who here has seen the show? Nobody. Two people? Wow. Well, it's the most popular show in the world, so you're out of the loop. All right, I will briefly explain how the show works. On American Idol, on this program, this popular program, incidentally, on this program, children sing and dance in competition to win the love of disgraced celebrity judges. And the last couple of years of this program, I believe, were worse than all the other years put together. Because one of the judges was none other than the disgusting lead vocalist of Hell's Own Band, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Steven Tyler was judging children. Steven Tyler was judging our children. How dare Steven Tyler judge our children? Our most precious resource, our kids. How dare he? How dare he? Steven Tyler, with his two horrible novelty hits, unmemorable, and his oversized novelty mouth, is not qualified to judge anything or anybody. How dare he judge our kids? How dare he? I'll tell you something, gang. If Steven Tyler ever, once in his life, picked up a Bible, and God knows he never would, but if he ever picked up a real Bible, and flipped through its hallowed pages and came to the book of Mark. How many folks here tonight are Book of Mark freaks besides myself? Any Book of Mark heads? Any Book of Mark people? How many folks here know Mark 5:19, my favorite verse in the Bible? Does anyone here know Mark 5:19? I'll tell you something. If Mr. Asshole Tyler had ever read this verse, things over the last few years might have been very different for these young children entertainers. The verse reads as follows. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Judge not, lest ye be judged. For if Steven Tyler were to be judged on anything other than the efficient spread of venereal warts, he would come out very deficiently. How dare he judge our children? How dare he? How dare he? How dare he judge our children?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, for Musqueam Mustayo.
For over 30 years, Discorder has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. Dear fan, check out the Discorder readership survey on our site at discorder.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
la partie sacrée du cordon médulaire.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada. remember the days when Cool Herc played with the following of bands? Cause if you don't, well then you won't.
That's right!
Real hip-hop, my man. The Bronx, New York was the place and home base where Herc's tables spun. Yes, there were DJs and all the other boroughs, but like Herc, there were none. You see, the Bronx is the home of hip-hop. We don't care what anybody say. It's been avoided and exploited, but it will never be taken away from the Bronx, the home of hip-hop. You don't have to believe it's true, and if you don't agree, don't listen to me. Just look what it's done to you. Now damn, damn, sucker, sucker. DJ, master of the mix,
creates an illusion
with hip-hop tricks, with the know-how to be unique,
searching for records with bongo beats,
stacking up speakers
in the bar,
setting up the system
before it gets dark.
DJ, just paying the dues,
make hip-hop flyers to spread the news,
that we rock in the park
when the sun shines,
then rock indoors
in the winter time.
Leaves,
caught up fields,
and switches,
shades on our head so we can spot freaking
hip-hop
from the Bronx,
New York.
Say yes, y'all, before we talk.
At one time,
other boroughs
were not even rocking.
The Bronx with the nose spot for hip hopping.
All other towns
came for miles around
just to see the boogie down.
Bronx throw down
by the bus, the train,
and OJ.
It was a must to